Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, always one of my favorite guys, Jeff Loggeman, Jags radio analyst, longtime NFL player, and goes through the same disaster that we've had to go through from time to time with our football teams. Jeff, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, glad to be joining you, Joe. It's a beautiful morning when you get to do some radio.
Appreciate that. Hey, obviously, got to ask you start with what everybody's talking about. Travis Hunter, is he expected to come down and practice full speed in this practice tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he's ready to go. You know, he didn't play the last preseason game, but I think a lot of that was just being precautionary. So I'm excited to see him. You know, I think the one thing about him that you're going to see is that he's one of the most effortless athletes you'll ever watch. And I don't know how he does it because, you know, over the last 2 years at Colorado, he played over 2,600 snaps. And when you watch him play those snaps, it never looks like he gets tired. I mean, it's like he's got the genetic makeup that all of those bike riders like Lance Armstrong were having to do kind of illegally to accomplish. It's amazing to watch.
So now that you've seen him cover part of a practice and play wide receiver, so do you feel like he's a little bit better at one position over the other, or is he equally good on both sides?
I think he's equally good on both. I mean, if I had to pick only one position for him, I would probably choose wide receiver. But, you know, watching him in college and watching the draft prospects leading up to the draft, I thought he was hands down the best wide receiver in the draft, and I also thought he was hands down the best cornerback in the draft. And he's got amazing man-to-man skills. He's got great body control. He's got great ball skills. I mean, there's nothing that he doesn't have. You know, the only thing that I would say that he doesn't have, but I mean, it's never affected him up until this point. He doesn't have great size. I mean, he's a 6'1", you know, 185-pound guy, you know, and if you're going to end up playing in the NFL, you know, a little bit smaller, you know, I think that's the first thing that people kind of notice about him is, boy, he's not very big, is he? I'm like, no, he's not very big. But just watch him move. You know, it's pretty amazing.
You know, it's funny to hear all the national guys. Everybody talks about him because it's such a unique situation to have one of these guys. And they're talking about him playing a lot of snaps on both sides. It's 17 games. It's hard to keep anybody healthy for 17 games in this league. You've talked to the head coach. I know you spent a lot of time with him. What's the breakdown? What would be the goal from game to game? Getting 50, 60 total snaps? Or you see him playing 100 snaps a game?
Oh, I absolutely see him getting 100 snaps a game. I think he's going to be a true two-way player. Now, I think, Joe, there will be packages that he will be involved in and some that he won't be. You know, for example, you know, on defense, let's say that if they're in base personnel, maybe he's not on the field. Maybe he's only on for nickel snaps, you know, which would be – you know, 65% of the snaps on defense. And then on offense, if they're in a two wide receiver set, you know, they'll probably end up having De'Ami Brown and Brian Thomas Jr., the two wide receivers on the field. So he wouldn't be involved in that. So I think there's ways to carve out some plays that he's not involved in to maybe lessen his exposure a little bit and to not completely wear him out. But I believe they're going to have him be a true two-way player. And it's interesting, you know, in the first preseason game, they played him on offense first, and then he didn't play defense at the same time, and then he played defense after he kind of finished his offensive reps. And then the second preseason game in New Orleans, I think the expectation was to get him to rotate like a true two-way player, but he had a shoulder, they're cautionary and held him out. And, you know, the last week of preseason, I don't know how much anybody really plays in the last game of preseason, so I don't know really what the expectation is coming up here down in your area.
So, yeah, we're not sure down here either. It's going to be interesting coming off this practice with the game, rest one day and then playing the next day. But Trevor Lawrence, fifth year, I got to tell you, Jeff, when he came out from watching him at Clemson, I thought he was going to be no-brainer, going to be good from day one. He's been kind of up and down. It's not all his fault. How do you look at Trevor Lawrence going into this fifth year?
I think he's got a lot to prove. I really do. You know, he's a guy that, you know, career-wise, he's about a 63% completion guy. You expect a first overall draft pick to have more wins than losses. And you don't have that. You know, he's 22-38 as a starter. Ooh. And you know, and yeah, exactly. I mean, that's not the expectation. And he's been through, you know, a few head coaches now, you know. So I think that the time is now for him. You know, Urban Meyer was a complete train wreck. I mean, that was not Trevor's fault. That was just Urban just wrecking the train completely from every car along the train. And then Doug Peterson, I think, is a good football coach, you know, and it didn't work out. And then Trevor also missed some games over the last couple of years. And last year he only ended up playing in about 10 games, you know. So, you know, so first of all, he's got to stay healthy. And Liam Cohn is a really good offensive coach. He's, I think, a really good coach when it comes to quarterbacks. I mean, look what he was able to do for Baker Mayfield in Tampa last year. I mean, Baker was on fire. I mean, had the best year of his pro career so far. I think it was like 40 touchdown passes, somewhere in that range. And so if Trevor doesn't take a step with Liam Cohn, then I don't think anybody else is going to point to, oh, well, you know, the coach, the organization, it's not enough support around him. People are going to start pointing the finger at Trevor and saying, hey, look, he's just not what we expected to be. So I think this is a big year for him. You know, and he's got the mental makeup, Joe. I mean, he's a good guy. He's a leader, I think, in a lot of respects, but I think he needs to be more of a leader. He's super mature. So, I mean, there's a lot to like with him. And he's getting better in Liam Cohn's offense, but there's still a lot of progress to make.
Jeff, we're going through a little bit of what you guys are down there. It's been kind of negative with the team, and people weren't happy with the offseason and didn't go out and spend a lot of money in free agency and the draft. And so we don't have a perfect team. We got the perception is that we got some holes in this team, and we're going to find out here. You guys went through it last year right off the bat and had that game, and I remember seeing you right after that game. I was just curious. You're up 17-7 late in that third and really dominating the game and getting ready to go in. ETN's ready to go in and score. He fumbles the ball in the end zone, and the whole thing gets flipped around. I thought maybe that just kind of psychologically really just, even though it was only game one, do you think there was an after effect from that game and losing that game?
I think that game was just a signal of what the team was, Joe. I mean, look, you've been around football. I've been around football forever, and teams got to be mentally and physically tough. And when Etienne put the ball on the grass down there in Miami, and it kind of led to a loss, the Jaguars football team was not mentally tough enough to be able to fight back, and that was the disappointing thing. And I think that it kind of, that lack of mental toughness showed throughout the year. You know, that they lost, I think it was like double-digit games by one score. Well, you know, a lot of people would point to that and say, well, they're close. And I would say, no, they're not close. It just goes to show you that they're not tough enough to win a lot of those close games. And And so then obviously that leads to change, and that's why the staff got blown out, and they've got a new organizational structure now that I think a lot of people, including me, are excited about. You know, you've got Liam Cohen as the head coach, and a young James Gladstone as the general manager, and Hall of Famer Tony Boselli is the executive vice president of football operations. And, you know, so I think the fan base needed something to kind of grab a hold of, to feel like, okay, we've got some hope. And we're getting the team moving in the right direction. And when they changed all of that and they came up with that, and then once they started making moves and improving the team and free agency and the draft, then I think the fans bought back in. And I'm excited about this team going forward because I do like the three guys that are in place, love the organizational structure, love the mindset. You know, now, as you know, it's time to win games or lose games, and that's when you kind of get the ultimate test.
I thought the talent was pretty good a year ago on that team, and you know more about it, but you talked about some of the problems. How do you like overall the talent? Is it fair to talk about potentially having a playoff position when you look at this roster or not? Too early?
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, look, we're in the AFC South, Joe. I mean, where's the man beaters there? I mean, look, you know, Houston. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is that the AFC South, it's probably going to take 9 or 10 games to win it. I mean, that's what historically has been the case over the last couple of years. And Houston's got holes. Tennessee is, I mean, got a lot of holes. Indianapolis, who's the quarterback? I mean, you got to change the quarterback. I mean, so. Look, I don't think anything is unreachable in this division, and I think it all depends on quarterback play, and you've got a guy who's probably the most veteran out of all of them in the division, with the exception of, you know, what's going to be happening in Indianapolis. So I think this team has a chance, and I can tell you this, the leadership that I just talked about, I mean, they're not sitting there going, oh, look, we're building to the future. I mean, you know, last week they made a trade for Colin Saunders, the defensive tackle to New Orleans Saints, and traded away, you know, third-round pick center that just didn't work out, and Luke Fortner. So I think when you do moves like that, I think that's a sign that, hey, look, we feel like we got a chance. And if we're going to change the culture starts with winning games now.
Yeah. Jeff, this is going to be fun, man. I appreciate you coming on, and I'll see you in a couple of days. You going to practice tomorrow? You be down there?
I'll be there. I'll see you there.
That sounds good. Jeff, thank you. I appreciate it. Good
thank
talking
you, Joe.
To you. All right. Jeff Loggeman, Jags radio analyst, joining us as the Jags get ready to come. Listen, man, I got to talk about Travis Hunter for about 20 minutes because we've never seen anything like this. And I'm pumped up. I hope he's practicing tomorrow. I want to see him full speed. And I just, Woody, you heard it again. They're talking about playing him 100-plus snaps. We've never had anybody do that. We've never had anybody play that many snaps in the history of the game. And now
so what
you play
is that, by like week 6, he'll play a full season. Right? I mean, that'll be fun while it lasts.
No. I agree, man.
And you got your wish. He sounds like he's going to practice.
Oh, yeah. You want
to get to see that out there in person.
Can you imagine? He's running against our one-on-one drills.
Yeah, he catches a touchdown.
Then he goes over and he's covering one of our guys on the outside. Yeah.
Maybe he picks off Quinn Ewers, whoever.
Was he the number one coming out, number one cornerback and number one wide receiver? Not both. I guess he could have been.
I don't even know what he was listed at officially.
I don't know. I mean, it's only listed. Everybody's list is different on that thing. But I thought, man, that's a wild one.
The question
anyway,
is which one gets him paid more?
I don't know, but I tell you, grab your free tickets tomorrow if you get a chance to go out.
Yeah, right.
I said, hey, you want to do it? I go, no, leave me alone. Tomorrow I'm going to sweat out there because I want to watch, see what our guys look like, but I really want to see what this Travis Hunter thing is, man. I can't wait to see it. You know, he never – I can't tell how fast he is either. It's incredible, and everybody says he can fly.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.